The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Scientists have long pondered just how bees are able to fly since their bodies are so large in relation to their wings. Now, using a combination of high-speed digital photography and robotic models of a bee wing, researchers have finally figured out the flight mechanisms of honeybees. The scientists analyzed pictures from hours of filming bees and mimicked the movements using robots with sensors for measuring forces. The honeybees have a rapid wing beat for such a big insect. For example, the tiny fruit fly has 1/80th the body size and flaps its wings 200 times each second. But the much larger honeybee flaps its wings even faster, and this is just for hovering. They also have to transfer pollen and nectar and carry large loads, sometimes as much as their body mass. In order to understand how bees carry such heavy cargo, the researchers placed the bees in a chamber filled with a mixture of oxygen and helium that is less dense than regular air. This required the bees to work harder to stay aloft and gave the scientists a chance to observe their compensation mechanisms for the additional toil. The bees made up for the extra work by using longer wing strokes, but didn't adjust their wing beat frequency.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.